Gittin current daf Masechta is Gittin daf Yud Aleph. Begin on the base. Gittin Tes Mazda. Begin with the Gemara. Continuation from Amud Aleph. Where Rabbi Shlokes Hashem Yechon on the following words: Eidim Achasuma Laget. If you have witnesses and sign the get, Mishmaisei Mechulah, and their names are like names of non-Jews, what's the halacha? So what's the question? So Tes explains Peresh. In other words, me. I mean, do we say these one and know that they're Jewish? The Koshle man, therefore, according to Meir, that it's the witness that assigned makes a valid, or Beid Mesila Belazo, or according to Belazo, an Eid Mesila, the little in by the Kachamu, because we don't suspend that they're not Jewish. Can you do Bavadish and Kacham unless you know definitely that they're not Jewish? Why? Because Ashkichi Milsa Shechtham of the Kacham again. It's not really common that non Jews should be signing on getting Jewish divorce documents. Like the moment, but no, keep the Shemesh, and Kacham is of the Kacham. Ultimately, their names are like not Jewish names. Kacham are concerned about the Kacham, and maybe they are not Jewish. The Limis Kashri, and therefore they're not valid. A fellow Eid Mesila, even though there's Eid Mesila Belazo, because again, the Mezuzah Metaycha that's signed in the document. And Vafilim Shimon, according to Shimon, Gotolei Machshel B'Shem is Mavakim. The only validates that the names are distinctly not Jewish. Vachem Shem Shein Mavakim. Here they're not distinctly not Jewish. The Hamas of Kidney never Gacham Hemalei. Like we see, we're not sure if they're not Jewish or not. As Tzitz explains, the B'Shem is Mavakim. Like the Svuka, you're right. If they're distinctly not Jewish names, there's no doubt because the Pshit of Gacham Hem is sure they're not Jewish. The Habachal Duch Delechachin the Moslem is Mechalei. We see that in general, we don't call that Mezuzah Metaycha because we're not concerned that we're going to rely on it. So on that become the Gemara says, okay, he answered, those are the only times we had such a situation. We validated Mishum Nabashem is Mavakim because they were distinctly not Jewish. And the Velos Mispical, like Rabbi Shimon, not going to come to rely on it, like Rabbi Shimon said. Habashem is Mavakim, but when they're not distinctly not Jewish, the Lavad of Vikachom, then where it's not definitely not Jewish, Chashin, yeah, we would be concerned. That's what Tais explains, what Dibiachin is answering. The Kapara, Chanetra, is like it asked me, Gitna Bomim, Dinzea Mahula from the Rise that talks about Gitna come from overseas. In other words, it's a Tesla, because I get that the Gemara thinks, don't think telling you this, that the Rise says, Shrebi Sol, Shabachutzlots, that most of the Jews in Chutzlots, Shemesin, Kishmais, Abdikachum, that the names are like not Jewish names. Little Hakshadav, Dinzea Mahula, the Gemara in the Havim understands, no, that's not only to validate such a case from overseas. Unless in Talmud, it's just come to explain, the Regilis, who that's normal, the Maski, Sol, Beshemes, Abdikachum, that the Jews will name themselves with not Jewish names. Shabachutzlots, Zinchutzlots, Ruben, Kishmais, Abdikachum, most of them have not Jewish names. So they were in Israel, which is the case we're discussing. Nami in Lach is at least we're not to be concerned about the Kacham, and they're not Jewish. Because yeah, it's not normal to have a not Jewish person sign on a get. No, the Brisa is specifically when it comes to Chutzlords. But in Eretz Yisrael, no, we would be concerned then. That's how it appears to the Re. Next text, Master begins with the Gemara. Begitei Nashim. Oh, so Dafka Chacham say Begitei Nashim. If he wants to back out, he can back out because it's a chayvra. But not by freeing the slave, because by him, it's a schus and it's already too late because the slave was already zeicha for him shalom b'fala. Now, Tzitz brings Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi asked the following question: Hagatzmcha, grab a hold of yourself. How could you make that it's always a chayv for the woman and a schus for the eved? Hayavdik shal katzin. Let's say he was a servant of a minister. And it's bad for him not to be his slave anymore. And then Yishai says, Ishtar Shemu Kishkin. On the other hand, let's say a wife of someone who's smitten with boils. And it's chusel, it's a man for it to get out of his marriage. So let's look at the Hadar, rather said the Yishami, rather you have to say it as follows. That it's based on the principle, which we'll see actually later on in the Gemara, that talks about such a principle, is that Iloha Meichar Abdu Shlemi Daitai. If someone sells a slave without his consent, Shemayin Amalchi think he's not sold. Whereas Ilam Magarish Isha Shlomidat, you think if someone's going to divorce his woman without her awareness, Shemayin Magarish, you think that she's going to be divorced. In other words, on the Acher, through someone else, however, Nimka Al Karcha, you could sell the slave without his involvement. But you can't, yeah, you could give it to her forcibly, but you can't give it to someone else forcibly, only if she makes that person a Shliach. And therefore, that's a difference, fundamental difference for an Eved, that it's going to be as a Shlos, and for the woman, it's going to be as a Chayv. The words of the Gemara, yes, Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak, Kamed, Rav Yirmiya. So Amr Ben Tami tells us that the answer of Rav Huna, Shemask, is Tam B'chol HaShas. This is not the regular Rav Huna that we mentioned throughout Shas. Because at least I heard God L'Harbim, Rav Yirmiya, that Rav Huna was greater than Rav Yirmiya. Love Yosef Kamein. It wouldn't be like the story the Gemara brings up here. He wouldn't be sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya. But more with the Korlur Dardiki, he calls them children. And that's not possible because Rav Yirmiya was Chavir Shol B'zeira. And actually, with Cotton Man, he was actually even less than Rav Zeir, because Amar Benid, like the Gemara says, in Indah, Chav Gimel, oh, blame the Rav Yirmiya Rav Zeir. He's asking a question of Rav Zeir. And he says, Adkan, he be a Rav Yirmiya Rav Zeir, with a Gichuk, with a Gochav. Okay, so you see that he's like even less than Rav Zeir. Now, Rav Zeir was Tamidish Rav Yehuda. Because Minan, like the Gemara says, in Ksubas Daf Kof Yodim Abayz, that Mishtam and Rav Yehuda was trying to avoid Rav Yehuda, Mishtam and Rav Yehuda, so he went to go up to Yitzhak, and he was afraid his rabbi wouldn't let him. Okay, now Shmuel, Shay Rabbi Rav Yehuda, so it's another level higher. He had to come under Rav Huna. Kedamrish Pirgan, like we said in the beginning of the Pirgan of Hayman Al, Boyim Neshmul Ravuna, regarding Beis, Shaviu Get, Bechulu, two people bring a get together. Ubuchum Perikama, Dabi Gimel Al, Boyim Neshmul Ravuna, Menal Masaz Bukachim, Bechulu, so Ravuna, who Shmuel to come unto him, and he is Rabbi Huda's Rebbe. And Rabbi Huda was a Rebbe of Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira is Brigadier Birmia, obviously Rav Huna is not sitting in front of Reb Birmia. So it must be two Rav Hunas. No, we learn from this. Obviously, from the halacha of our Mishnah, we see from the Rabbanan, if you grab for a creditor, that creditor is kind of. Tais says, it's a wonder to the re. Because I feel like Tevis Bachayiv Kana, even if you can say that you grab for a creditor is kind of, Hainam Shem Shu Shliach. That's because he's an agent. But kind of, a fill about Karchai, and he could acquire even forcibly, Lefi Shu Chayiv, because. It's because he's obligated, so it's kilu tapas for atzmai. It's like as if he's grabbing it himself. That's because he's a creditor. He's chayiv. Al kamal be yeah. Even atzmai in yochalak b'sod malachsabay. Even the eved himself can't stop the master from backing out. Imo yinoyz and get shechel daskin. If that was his intention, shleish tach bekabal azur that he should not be freed with this reception. Why? Kin the chavul shachri doesn't have to free him. How could the shliach who's receiving it hold the master back from retracting? Because it says, explain, given the hashtag sagadat, since the Gemara at this point understands, someone says, give is lavka zachadam, it's not like, say, merited. So how could he stop him? Even the guy himself, even the Evan himself can't stop him. But moreover, is, machayiv ha'odin le'evan, what exactly does the master owe the slave? The chashal le'tibis le'bachayiv, that you're considering it like grabbing for bachayiv. If it's considered significant, she must have done something pleasing to him. Like Benjamin explains later on, on something else. Same kind. If that's the case, then why is a chav lachem for like? Oh, it's a chav for the master. It's not a chav. I mean, a regular creditor is not considered a chav lachem to the debtor because he owes it. So if he's a debtor, so why is a chav lachem? How do you get both? How do you get both? How do you make him a bachayim and at the same time it'll be chav lachem for the master? So when near the re, it appears to the re. That the chashuv ktsas chayv, it's like it's actually somewhere in the middle, that it is considered somewhat as a what he owes him, because mishum the avodah naich nafshi obviously did something pleasing to him, that like he feels like obligated, like he owes him. Mekavakum, still you have to address the other point, the chashuv lecham lachem. On the other hand, we're still considering as it's still a liability for others, meaning the master, because shari in the chayv lo adam klum amaisa. It doesn't. The master doesn't owe him anything, so it's like it's getting, to, you know, a little bit of both. Vachem Purusha, and this is how you have to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, "Bishul mitipas b'chayv kana." We understand if you say that if you grab for b'chayv kana, in tema, im gam kan kan b'kal balazul in shleich alakzi, you could understand that okay, the shleich could acquire with this reception. That the master can't back out mishum to avad leinichanavshi because unless he did something pleasant for him. Right, he wants him to be quote unquote a creditor because he could hold him back from backing out. And even though that wasn't the intent of the one who is receiving it, but yeah, he wants to do like the way the master wants. But if you're saying that one who grabs a is not claiming, so there's not really a true creditor. He just did something pleasant, but the master should be able to back out. Next test master begins with the word digmar. There was bachayim. Someone grabs for a credit, but makom lechav lachem, where it's going to be a liability for others. Loi kana, he does not acquire. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, which is as Tais explains, a philosopher shlich. Even if he made him an agent to do this, to grab. Because the mukham perak okay, so it's obvious in the gemara ksubas afidam and bezgav a yemer b'achashum. The mukham shulchem b'chuli. He told his agent to do it, and still we said no, it doesn't work because it's chav lachem. Which is the link of Pirash Rashi, not the way Rashi explains the Pirash Prepare coming to Bab Mitzvah, explains the first Pirash Prepare coming to Bab Mitzvah, if you made him an agent for this, he says, according to everyone, you're going to be kind of, so he says, no, because the Enchelik, there's no difference. The Vilah also Shliach, because even if he didn't make a Shliach, but Shluchay, who he's still an agent, because the Schim Tam Shliach is the whole way that the Schia works, that you marry for someone, is through the medium of agency. Because Mukha Prepare coming to Mitzvah, like Tabis from the first Prepare coming to Bab Mitzvah, that you're on base, but Prepare in Ben Lamudin, the drum development of base. And the Schia doesn't work. Shlich is also not going to work. And that's just the bit that we can say. The Ocha Kama, Rabbi Yechon, here's Rabbi Yechon says, Artipis Balchem, Mokhim Lachem, is Lekona, as our different Maschal Tais is saying, You have a parak coming about mitzvah in the first parak. Mitzvah daf yod ma'al kosaber. He holds hamagbim mitzvah lechaber kan lechaber. If someone picks up something, a lost object that he finds for his friend acquires. Now baha baha talya. Now each one is dependent on the other one. Kedas ham rav nach rav chizda. Damer tabay. They both say loikan. The mitzvah why? Because after there's lachem, magnach lachem. Picking mitzvah for one person is a loss for someone else that could have gotten mitzvah. So how could he say here loikan if there he says kanam? Yeshem says what the gazay is. Rav Yechon mechalik b'mitzvah lebachay lebachay. Yechon differentiates between, even though they're both chav lachayim. But there's a difference between the Matiyah and the Bachayv. Why? Because the Shan Matiyah is different. The Migu, the Zochel, and Nav Shei, you have a Migu over there that you could acquire for yourself, Zochel and Machavri, which you don't have a Bachayv, and therefore there, you, like in our Gemara, it would be like Hana. Like says Matiyah, begin with the words of Gemara, Kalimit Nu, whoever says give, that's different. Therefore, that's come as Zochodom. It's like saying to the Shliach to merit it for him, in contrast to a regular Tevis Bachayv. And then it may begin to say, but this is coming to explain based on what we're saying is Rabbi Yechanan, but Rabbi Yechanan lesley ten geschiv, but Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold up this halacha of when you're saying give is like temer. Where do we know this? Because the common parakam of the Bamatziah, say in the first parakam of Mitzia, if you're not enough, I'm like chaber. If someone picks up a found object for his friend, his friend acquires it. And vim time mishnah saying that we're going to do our mishnah, the common that says to newly below amma zachali, oh give it to me and not merit it for me. So you see that. That's the difference. That Zachu is not the same as Tanu. So, but our Gemara is saying that's the difference because Tanu is like saying Zachu. So, but Tizim and Tami answered the Dafke Hecha the Dasaches Makna Isai. Specifically, where you have someone else being Makna, giving over the acquisition to someone else, then I mean Ten Keschi. Then we say that give is like being Zeha, living Metzia. It is by Metzia. Where there's no one's being machna, you have a kaina, but not a machna. Machna is the one that's going from to that you don't have by a found object. Therefore, it's going to be different. And this is the time we're going to say, Ilmandam, according to the one that says, which later on up in Gilman base, the only talking my Mishlashan, that this halachic invention of my Mishlashan, we have all three parties there. They go from one to three through number two. That they didn't institute my Mishlashan, but there is a mandam that says only by deposit. So, question: why did they have to institute this halacha mamishloshim? The pirkei that we say in the parak later on the Vidal Manav that Avichas Abayi Tam is like this big chiddush, like halacha that makes no sense. Typically, mishum to turn the kizchi. What do you mean? Just you could do it through a medium of just give it, which is like to merit it. So, why do you need mamishloshim? Somebody, what you can say is no. The hutzul sakam mamishloshim. You needed to institute this chiddush of kinyan of mamishloshim. The kundit you could acquire fill in the because you have a nifkut, even in the deposit, not in the hand of the one who was deposited by. Meaning, shenicha b'kod mi'alechem, the deposit is by someone else right now. Or she can fill about kochosh on nifkin. Or it could even work against the will of the one that it's deposited by. Like says, I'll explain later on, over the end of Masal Gufa, the kon and amakocha that even works by koch, which that you wouldn't have with ten kischi. That's the time you're going to say, Masin will come out with a mission later on over there that says, Tunu Manu playing a mace, give this 100 dinar to that person, and he dies. So, yidn alacha mace, you give it after he dies. Mukler of Zvid. So it explains, it's talking about the Mamagimel, why I'm a Shloshin. So it says, Rosa, my Lubav Harish Tabitha Mashim Shem Ten Kishi. When you say give, it's like the merit, and they already got it beforehand. Which, why didn't you have a Shloshin? Which is like, that also works without actually having given it. No, every time, Omer Rabbein Tami says, no. The Ten Lahab Kishi, giving is not like meriting. Eli Kisham Lisul Hadab Miad Liad, only be giving her from hand to hand. And which Mamagimel Shloshin is even if you don't. And that's why you need a Mamagimel Shloshin over there. Masnik Lemash Medemai Bahachi. And the Mishnah over there doesn't sound like it's talking like that. So they forgot to say with my Mishloshin. Now, Benicha Hashta, Huda Bamatziah. Now we could also explain the Gemara Bamatziah, Metziah, by the found object. And Behutchu Namel Sakhma Mishloshin, we also understand why you have to institute my Mishloshin in the Kana. Ava Bishamuk could be Yodim Mikonmik, and even though it was deposited in hand from beforehand, Ava Gaz, at the same time, would be Bizman Av, the Hosm over there, Lahabit Ten Kishi. Like we said, still, that's why we have to say, then it's going to work. With this halacha of my mitzloshin, because we're saying ten keschi is only when you give it over from hand to hand, and again that explains all these different answering the questions. Why would you ever have to introduce my mitzloshin? Yeah, because ten keschi is limited, and my mitzloshin will work even if you don't give it me out the But Ben Shabbat and Tamar Benham also explains the shikhr eved that emancipating a slave have ke'ein milva. It's like a loan, meaning the mean about ten v'hoylech keschi. When you say ten or the term of hoylech, bring it. That's like keschi. I've got to turn the love kishi, even though by a gift it's not kishi. Why? Because b'shicher, he loved the abalei nechanavshi, if he didn't do something pleasing to him, love b'shachal, he wouldn't be freeing him. Shemachal chashav kechayv, so it's like a debt. The min min ten kishi, which is like, again, like a loan, which is something is owed, which then you say, like in our Gemara, that give means to merit it. Again, as we're saying that there's differences. As Medakti Rebbein Tam, Rebbein Tam was precise. The Yeshchulik b'matar nelemilva. Different between a gift and a loan. So it's a nila kaman, which the Mishnah teaches around the Yidal. Hoylech man l'plaini. Give this 100 number to that person on the chaybala that I owe to him. Ten man l'plaini on the chaybala give. So that's the Hoylech term, and then this 10 man l'plaini give the money to that person. The term of 10 on the chaybala I owe to him. Chaim bekad also by deposit. Chab bechir, so you're liable for the responsibility and insurance. The molach say the chayzer wants to back out, he cannot back out. Amos the sisters you see b'choyv habeyhoylech yaschi by a debt. Saying Hoylech, bring this is like merit. Whereas we got Matano, Paskin Behad Mesay Perik, and regarding a gift, we pass it explicitly at the end of the Perik. On Daf Tezbav Med Aleph, Kereb Shimon Hanasi, that Hoylech Lav Keschi, to bring it is not Keschi. Bechim Bresha Shaleach, Leilon of Lamed Bezim and Bezim, Ashleach Matano, Keshleach Aged, Hoylech Lav Keschi. Oh, so it's Toys of Akim, Hoylech Lav Keschi, so Tanami Lav Keschi. So Hoylech is not Keschi, and Tan is the same thing, it's also not Keschi. Because if it would be like merit, then you're not by gift, like by loan and a deposit. Might not 10. Why say 10? The kibin the kvash mean that fill a hoylich kischi, which is a bigger chiddush, koshkin 10 kischi, but sure 10 kischi. Why would say 10? You could say the bigger chiddush of hoylich, that will maton of kischi. So obviously you see the maton is different than that of milva and so to shikhar evidence like a milva, like we say, because it's some like a chayv. So there's differences in the halacha of that. Yeah, there 10 will be, but hoylech will not be keschi. And the rehab your diamond tesevdi brings the rev and tesevdi ketanim head, which explicitly teaches 10 will punish and the chaybaloi give this 100 dinar to this person that I owe him. I become shish will be able to order the deposit that he has by me. V'chein hoylech b'chul knows to bring it in the chayzer. He can't pay. Kav b'chayb b'chayzer is liable for the insurance. 10 manas el aplaini, but he says give this 100 dinar to that person, or 10 shtam atanus el aplaini, hoylech b'chulu, which will obviously ask, he wants to back out, he can back out. Zach manas el aplaini, merit this 100 dinar to that person, this kabal manas el aplaini, which will obviously ask, he cannot back out. So amatan bezi, explicitly, matun lav 10 kishi, 10 is not like shi, and 10 and hoylech is the same, but again, you see that matana is different, does not have the same halachim as a milva, as a chayv, which again, Rabin Tam says shechar is in that way like a chayv. But those places, you'll say ten kischi, in contrast to things like matanam, and that was the theme of Tosfos regarding Metzi also, that it doesn't have the same halacha as our sugya of Shechar Eved and that of Milva, which is a chayv, to say ten kischi. And so essentially, Rabbeinu Tam is just coming to answer the question which Tosfos had asked, why is the Gemara enough to give him an alv, not explain the mission over there that says ten kischi? Because like we said, that only works by halva. But by Matana, which is the case over there, then you cannot, the halacha of ten kischi does not work. That's what he says. But in our Mishnah, that is Rishtar Shechar, that you could say ten kischi because again, that is like a chayv. The final raya of the Ri, that you see that if he wants to back out, he can back out by the Matana, obviously, because it when you say ten, it's not kischi by that of Matana.